Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Stand Up. I'm Coach Jay, real estate coach and mentor. And our co-host is a small business owner, Mr. Jason. What's up, Mr. Jason?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Look, man, I know you've been in business for a while, and you know the ins and outs of business. You know, we both are two entrepreneurs, man, that started from the bottom trying to get to the top, right? So it's a couple of different questions I have for you, right? So what's the greatest attribute of a leader and why?
I would have to say that the greatest attribute of a leader, one, and this probably goes against, you know, what most people think, but I believe that a leader is a person who not only respects other people and what they do in their perspective job positions or industries, but also a person that can get other people to do what they want them to do when they need them to do it without being forceful, because they know that the end result in it is not just helping the boss, not just helping the company, but they would benefit from it too. Everybody benefits. Now, I'm not a big believer in, you know, the win-win statement that most people like. You know, we want to make a win-win scenario. But I do believe that everybody should be able to walk away feeling satisfied with what it is that they've actually been through. Okay. And a leader also leaves everyone they come in contact with the sense of increase.
Not depleted.
Right. You want to leave everyone you come in contact with the sense of increase.
Why is that important?
Well, one, it's important because one of the things that I think is because we have too many people walking around with a lack of self-esteem. And I believe that if your leaders are not made, okay? And if you ever want to find out who an actual leader is, just start a group or start some kind of project. You don't have to pick a leader. Most people think you pick the leader at the beginning, but the leader always comes forward no matter what. So you don't have to find the leader, because most of the time when you choose a person that you think that should be the leader, they end up not being the one being the leader.
That is so true. That is so true.
And right. And the reason why is because of the way that they are introducing themselves and making the other people that are part of the team feel.
See, some people think that a leader is just being boastful. Right, he Bogart in the space. You won't let nobody talk. That's not being a leader. That's somebody that's insecure, I would think. You know.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, you know, I mean, you know, studying different people and leaders and successful people, you know, we have a really, really lot of successful people that have been known for again, like I said, bullying their space and Bogarting into the space. Yeah. But that's not what made them, you know, great leaders. Everyone that was there, even if they suffered some, you know, some bruises along the way, everyone that was actually there, they still walked away with dignity.
That's a skill.
Mm-hmm. They still walked away with dignity.
Yeah. Not everybody possesses that ability to do that. Right? Yeah. That definitely is a skill. Man, that's some great points there. So I got a couple.
Okay.
I think so. Well, you know, they must radiate positive energy, right? you can't be coming in this, hey man, how was your weekend, and dragging everybody down. Yeah. That ain't what leaders do, right? You got to be up because people are feeding off of you for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. Another one, great problem solving, right? So when there's a problem, you as the leader, people are looking to you to solve the problem. You can't shrink back in those type of situations. You got to be one up, ready to go, right? Well, another one is to know how to delegate. You know, as a leader, you know, people coming to you with problems and issues, whatever the case is, and you gotta delegate certain things to people to take care of certain things as well. Or you would burn yourself out by trying to take on everything. So that's a skill as well. You know, they got to be very decisive. You can't be on the fence about different things. Look, this is what we're going to do, and you know, and let's go get it. You can't be, well, you know what? Let's go left. Nah, let's go right, because that confuses everybody and that frustrates everybody. And I think, you know, and another thing too is approachable, right? You know, the people who are, you know, on your team want to be able to approach you about situations. You know, you can't have that dogmatic personality to where nobody can't talk to you. That's not what a true leader is, man. You know, that's a few things. That's a few things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different qualities to a leader. Yeah. Now, back in the day, you know what gun bolt diplomacy is?
No, I know. It's a gun bolt diplomacy.
That's what the British used to use, man. They're not like that anymore. But, you know.
Yeah,
you know, pull the revolver out, you do what I tell you to do, or you know, you catch one. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of that has kind of drifted away. But at the same time, I think some confidence is left with that in a lot of people as well. And I think that's some of the reason why a lot of people who really want to be successful in business are not. Mm-hmm. And I think that if anything, they should be looking to try to develop the necessary skills of a leader so that people will want to follow you. Okay. But if you don't want to follow yourself, then it ain't gonna happen. if you can't trust you, then it's not gonna happen. If you can't make a decision, just like you said a few minutes ago, if you want to go left or right by yourself, you can't do it.
The indecisive person is unsteady in all his ways.
Right. And everything. You know, now, but that, you know, those are a couple of things. You know, I was middle management when I was, you know, working for an insurance company. And that was one of the things. You know, I didn't make it there because of my the way I dress or the way I look. But it was a leadership quality. And that gets instilled in you. Not it didn't come from the military. Most people tell me, hey, you got that while you're in the military. No, that just enhanced it, like I said about the systems. But it starts between the age of 0 and 7.
That's true. That's true. You get a lot of people who, you know, let's say in sports, right? You get a person who may be really, really great in sports, but they're not actual leaders. But because they're so great in the sport or whatever, you know, you get these teams, they put, okay, he's the new face of the franchise. Now lead us to the championship. But because you don't have those leadership skills, he can't do that. He may be great in his own right, and he can get him 30, 40 points any night, any given night. But because he don't have leadership skills, the team falls, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely agree with you, man, when it comes to that. Man, either you are or you aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can study on it. You can do all you can to make yourself become a better person or whatever the case is. Don't get me wrong. And you may be able to lead a few people, whatever the case is. But when you talk about coming to a room and mm-hmm. taking over the room and having people who are, you know, who are ready to go, to jump out the window with you, that's the skill. Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody can't get that. Everybody don't get
that's right.
Man, so.
Yeah, in the military, I tell you, if I know who you are and I know that you can't, I won't follow you in the battle. I'm not going over the wall with you, you know.
That's true.
Because I know you're going to get all of our grapes blown off.
Absolutely. Well, man, listen, man, this was action-packed, man. I think it's a little bit of everything in here for everyone. So anything you guys, you know, you learn from us today, or, you know, if you have any questions, definitely reach out to each one of us, you know, any capacity. Any final thoughts, Jason? Any final thoughts for this evening?
You know what?
He said it all, man. It's the information in here, man, that you guys can take and take it to the bank. As simple as that. Right. So, you know, continue to, you know, you start a new business, try to create some systems. If you are a leader, maybe you can take some of these different points we talked about to add to your repertoire so that you may lead men and women in your business. Definitely pick up a couple of those books Jason's talking about that, you know, that helped him in his life as well. A couple of things, you know, I talked about as well, man, get you some books. If you don't have no library at home, are you really a leader?
Yeah,
that's the question, right? You know, the Half Price Bookstore, books are very inexpensive. Go get you a few books, right? And continue to learn. If it's one book a month, do 12 books a year, you're still far ahead of probably 80% of people in the world, right? So, and my thing is, man, in business or in life, man, you can't trust every single person, right? Don't let that harden your heart, man, to the point that you don't trust anybody. Because you gotta trust some people, you know. But just keep your eyes open, keep your head up, keep working, and hopefully one day we'll see you guys. We meet each other, man, at the top.
Oh so, yeah.
All right. Hey, Jason, tell us your social media handles, bro.
I still don't know them because I'm not on there. I'm not on there enough to be able to do it. But, you know, the best way to make sure that you contact me, especially if you want a response, is definitely via email at J, as the initial J, S-I-M-S, Sims, at Newway, N-U-W-A-Y Group, LLC.com.
Excellent, man. You know, you can reach me, man, on our new YouTube channel, Small Business Stand Up, where you can get this podcast from. Also, midcityacquisition@gmail.com, my Gmail account. Just reach out to us, man, any way you possibly can. Stay tuned. We got a lot of other things coming up. We're going to be interviewing some people, man, who are doing some great things, man. We're going to interview some people who blew up some stuff, right? Right? As a owner, or whatever the case is, we're going to learn from their highs and their lows. So stay tuned, man.
And anything else, if you don't have a question or sending an email about anything, if there's a topic or something that you'd like for us to discuss, we want to hear that too.
Absolutely. If you're a person, you know, you have your own, you know, business, and you've been in business for a while and you have something to add to the podcast, reach out to us as well. smallbusinessstandup@gmail.com as well. Reach out to us. Let's sit down. Let's talk a little bit, man. Let's see what you have to bring to the table. And, you know, it's all about the interchange of encouragement, right? That's what it's about. No sharing doubt. Ideas, giving some, taking some, man. We all can learn. Nobody exempt from learning. You can learn from a kid. So, hey, man, I'm excited. I'm excited, man. I really appreciate your time, Jason. And I know you guys probably missing Miss Kate today. She wasn't able to make it today, but she said she'll be here next Thursday. And hopefully
she was with us, she was with us in spirit.
Absolutely. All right, my brother. We'll see you guys later.
MCA Back Office aims to help real estate wholesalers who have their 9-to-5 jobs, those who are busy with their businesses or family responsibilities, and even help students. MCA Back Office gives you leads, research comps, calculate offers for you. Basically, MCA be your back office. You can find them on Facebook. Just search MCA Back Office. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.